Blog Talk Radio.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra piece that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away.
Yeah.
When another God wants to take your place.
Yeah, so.
As much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that,
give
me that.
Oh, oh, oh. Anybody ready?
Oh, oh, oh.
Ready for his glory?
Oh, oh, oh.
If you must seek of a life,
oh, oh, oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh, oh, oh.
Every place that's dark,
oh, oh, oh.
He will bring it to light.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh, oh, oh.
See, I include myself.
Oh, oh, oh.
I cast my own stone.
Oh, oh, oh.
The man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh, oh, oh.
I can see my wrong.
Oh, oh, oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Oh, oh, oh.
Through Christ by faith.
Oh, oh, oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that. To walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh, oh, oh.
Anybody tired?
Oh, oh, oh.
You want the show to end?
Oh, oh, oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Oh, oh, oh.
And let church begin.
Oh, oh, oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Oh, oh, oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
Oh, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water.
Uh-oh.
Prayer calls for money and fame.
See,
everybody got a title.
Uh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face.
Uh-oh.
And ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Give me that,
give me that,
give me that. Ooh, I want the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's your peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. When another God wants to take.
Of man, and sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future at the same time he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears, every bother enough to pay all my. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me
give
God.
Me that God, that's the
how
God I'm talking
that
about.
God?
Give me that, give
let's
me that,
go.
Give me that.
I need to hear you.
Yeah. give me that joy I can't explain.
I'm at a loss of words now.
I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Nobody greater
than you.
The
lift those hands, singer, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody great.
Nobody great.
Couldn't find
nobody
greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Thank you. Yes, he is good. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. You got your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. You also have my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Van, what's going on with you, bro? How are you?
Hey, Paul. I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Man, I'm exhausted. I'm going to keep it 100. This has been a good week, but it's just been draining emotionally, physically, spiritually. One of them weeks. But we're known to have them.
We are.
But when we depend and rely on who we rely upon, we make it through these weeks. We make it through these times, and we keep on going because he gives us exactly what we need.
Amen. So true. So true.
And in case you're wondering who I'm talking about none other than our God.
Mm-hmm.
But let me follow protocol. Well, actually, that is protocol. When God says speak about him, that's when you speak about him.
That's when you speak about him.
So
that's right.
I guess I'm doing correctly, ain't I? Mama, you didn't hear me say that.
I was going to say, boy, your mama going to get you with that bad English.
Woo, woo, woo. You ain't never lied. But everybody, oh, wow. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. This is the brainstorm and the baby of none other than Pharrell the Poet. We also know him as Larry Maddox, our illustrious CEO. You know, he came up with this dream, and this dream is prospered to where you have something every night of the week with Epiphany. You know, tonight you are being blessed with the Inspiration Factory. This is where we praise God, we thank God, and we also share with the gift that God gave us, our love of poetry. Mm-hmm. But we pray here, you know, we fellowship, we give testimonies. We just go where the Lord leads us to go. But before we do all of that, if he is willing, my brother Van is going to bring us all together in prayer. Then we can go from there.
Be my pleasure. Let's go
Thank
to God's
you,
throne. Father God, we humbly come before you, Lord, thanking you for being who you are to us, thanking you for allowing us to be here in this moment at this present time. Thank you for entrusting us with your will. Thank you for giving us free will, the freedom to choose. And we made the choice to choose you. We thank you for allowing us to touch other people. We thank you for allowing us to be a blessing to other people. Father God, there are so many other things that I could thank you for. But tonight, I want to thank you for being you. Father God, we pray that every poet, every listener, every individual under the sound of our voice tonight would receive a blessing from you. Whatever that blessing is, whether big or small, it is still a blessing. Father God, we pray that you keep a hedge of protection around our children, and if our children have children. And Father God, we know that you are capable of anything, as long as it is according to your will. Not our will, but your will. So Father God, we want to tell you that we love you tonight, and we are honored that you've given us the responsibility to be able to talk to your people, to be able to help your people, to be able to bring them to the knowledge of you. So, Father God, we love you. We praise you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, my brother, for that. Oh. Ooh, yeah, we needed that. There's so much going on. Prayer is our greatest weapon. And yet it's the one that we call upon frequently, less than we should. We called upon that power tonight. Thank you, my brother. It's open mic tonight, so we're just going where our pen leads us. And without further ado, I think I'm going to open the first mic. Let's get things started. Good evening, Danielle. Welcome.
Hold on. Good evening. Gentlemen, how are you? Wait a minute. How am I the first
La
caller?
Perla Negra. You're the first caller.
Wait a minute. I hung up for myself and didn't realize it. I was listening to you. And I felt the air went dead, right? I'm like, hello? I thought you was like opening mics or something before the show even started. I was, hello? And then I'm realizing I disconnected myself. Let me call back.
Wow.
I'm like, wait a minute. It was like a couple of minutes. It was like a minute or so later. I'm like, okay. So I didn't expect it to be first. Y'all caught me off guard, but it's all good.
See, that's why the word tells us to be ready at all times.
Absolutely. How are you tonight, gentlemen?
I'm gonna speak for myself. The fact that I'm here, able to talk and breathe, I'm doing good.
I know that's right. Wow. Okay. Oh, y'all. I'm good though. I am good. I've been here reading something I wasn't supposed to be reading. That's why y'all stopped. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I heard unmuted. I said, what? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was right at the good part.
Huh?
Mm. I said, and you were right at the good part too, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't that deep into it.
Van, we got it just in time.
Yes, it's good.
No, I wasn't that deep into it. It just really, really threw me off. I just knew I had a little bit more time behind the scenes, but it's okay. I can multitask. I was listening to y'all. The prayers is awesome. You know, it's great to hear you guys' voice. And okay. Lord.
Now. No pressure or anything like that. But it's up to you to set the tone for the evening, as you are the first poet to speak. Van,
wow.
I'm going to let her go first. And then we can come behind her.
Okay. This piece you guys have heard before, because I really didn't write anything. It's called Arc Light.
I'm sorry, say again.
It's called Arc Light. Can you hear me?
Arc. Okay, yes. Arc Light. The mic is yours, Queen.
Oh, thank you. For the most part of my life, it was an uphill battle. Always thinking that I had to and would do it by myself. I stayed with the mindset. I got myself in this position, so I gotta get myself out. But it was always something else there, something deep inside of me, tapping and tugging at my heart. Man, if I'd only listened to it or even tried to find out what it was, my battles wouldn't have been battles, and I would have recognized them for what they were. Lessons in divine timing. See, that little tugging was God's guidance light. What I call an arc light. It's what holds us together and brightens the way. But I couldn't see it right away because I'd closed myself off from love and pain and struggle. But they're essential, you know, for balance. Love, because without it, we'd never know complete and total acceptance. Pain, we'd never know we were alive, and struggle. Without it, we'd never ascend. So that arc light is placed over our heart for us to see wisdom we'll gain and patience within endurance and love from which we were created. I am balanced. And that's that piece.
Nice. Very
thank
nice.
You.
She rose to the challenge and set the bar. She set the bar.
Yes, she did.
She set the tone.
Oh, thank you.
You got me with that one part about where you get yourself into these things and you rely on yourself to get yourself out of them. That mm-hmm. is something I can mm-hmm. relate to so on such a personal level, you know. And from there, mm-hmm. you just went on at me.
Right.
It was like a walk through a day in our lives, but yet a walk through our season of maturing within our walk with God, you know, because every day we go through that to an extent. And yet we go through that on a bigger scale as well, you know, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
It
makes perfect sense because we have all been at that point in our lives. We all, you know, everybody at some point didn't recognize who Spirit was. We had to learn some mm-hmm. things, and we actually had to be sat down for a second, you know,
yeah.
to allow him in and find out exactly how powerful he is and that we weren't in control of anything. It's his will. It's not ours.
Absolutely.
You know, as much as he gives
Absolutely.
Us choice to do what we want to do, but this is a spiritual battle that we're in, and we always have been. It's always been a battle between good and evil. And it's up to us to choose a side because he ain't going to force us to do it. He is not going to force us to come to him. Okay?
That's right.
He wants you to come to him because it's like us as parents. We love our children unconditionally, but we're not going to force them to do anything. Okay?
Right.
And we're going to let them stumble and fall. We have to let them stumble and fall to find out, you know, right from wrong. And what life is about, and that's what he does. And when I finally recognize, look, I can't. Okay, it's yours.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. So, and it's a beautiful thing when your eyes are open to his light, when you see it shining, and you feel it all through you. Oh man, it's. I can't even describe it. I'm trying to tell you.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful
mm-hmm.
thing,
yeah. Beautiful piece. You had anything on that piece that she did, Van?
Yeah. You know, it's amazing at how someone's piece can give you imagery. And as I was mm. listening to your piece, I saw a balancing scale with four scales, north, east, south, and west, with all of your words on those scales. And, you know, us just being reminded at how God designed us to be some beautiful individuals to handle complexities. And this piece talks about a lot of complexities that we're faced with every single day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I keep hearing God saying, it's okay, you're built for this. Mm-hmm. Built for this. All the adversity that you go through in your life, you built for this.
Mm-hmm.
You were designed, created, like she said in the piece, with love in his image.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you're a little mini God. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody don't hear me. Somebody do
mm-hmm.
not hear me.
Okay.
You are a little mini God.
Yeah.
Which means the same powers that he has, sometimes all you got to do is speak.
That's it.
Man, don't get me preaching up in here today. Don't do it.
That was awesome.
Don't do it.
You can go on. I can listen to that. Everything that we go through in life is a lesson that we have to learn. And
yes.
he did. He designed us to endure this kind of stuff so that we can do better and we can get to our higher self. That was awesome. Thank you. That was really, really awesome.
You know what? I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret. When you're going through something, think that it's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's for you to teach the person behind you that's getting ready to go through what you done already been through. So hopefully
okay, come on.
You can be there to help them through it.
There you go. There
you know,
you go.
It's pretty specific when God talks about when God allowed the scribe to write the scripture that says, older women teach the younger women.
Mm-hmm.
Older men teach the younger men.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is we got too many older women and older men wanting to be younger women and younger men.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
You are absolutely right.
But God gives you trials and tribulations so you can have experience
yep.
to be able mm-hmm. to pass down to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Confirmation.
There you go.
Pastor spoke. Pastor touched on
we
that
in church now. I know
okay.
y'all got up the call and say, hey, look, we in church for real.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. But, you know, when we open this program, this platform, and we turn it over to God, we follow what the Holy Spirit tells us to do. So protocol.
Yeah.
Quite often can go right on out the window.
we
have to be obedient up in this piece.
Well, listen, when we are and spirit moves through us much easier, and it's nothing you can do about it. You can't fight that. You have been in church and just it's the sermon is so good or the energy is so good in there that spirit just hits you and you just you lose control of your body when it hits you like that. You can't help yourself. I'm trying to tell
yes.
you. It's a good thing.
Absolutely. And you know, if you noticed, the Holy Spirit had Paul move in such a way that neither he nor I did our pieces first.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that.
Okay.
But
I promise you, my piece, his piece, and her piece are all connected. Watch what I tell you.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Watch
oh, yeah.
what I tell
Van.
You. Because
I just
God
got goosebumps
is,
when you said that.
Ooh,
you said
because
that
because.
God, my
listen,
piece is definitely
mm-mm.
connected
mm-mm.
to her piece. And that song was
piece,
in my head. Like I got
my piece
right now.
My piece is connected to her piece.
Okay, Father, have your way, Lord. We see you, Lord. We see you, Lord.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I know y'all feel it.
Man, listen. Listen. If y'all don't know this God, and you still on the fence about who he is, about what he can do, man, let me tell you, it's time for you to climb down that fence. It's time for you to put your selfishness aside, put your ego aside, put your pride aside, and say, here I am, Lord.
Confirmation, confirmation,
here I am, Lord.
Confirmation.
Oh, goodness, you're going to make me shout.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to tell you right now. Ain't a single one of us Jesus. He's the only perfect man to ever walk the face of God's green earth. But guess what? Guess what? God has managed to use imperfect people throughout history.
Yeah.
So while you sitting there with your woe is me attitude,
mm-hmm.
there you
Moses
go.
Moses sat there with the same thing. God, I am not eloquent enough to speak to your people.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I?
Uh-huh.
See, Moses doubted. Even though Moses believed, he still had doubts. God told Moses to strike the rock with his rod, with his staff.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
water could come from it. You know, Moses is sitting there debating with God. Who on the right now has a Moses spirit and is debating with God right now about something that he told you already?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what?
You might have missed church this Sunday the physical building, or you woke up too late, or you just didn't decide to go. But guess what? You're here now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yes.
So you didn't miss it. Mm-mm-mm.
Okay.
Lord, hey,
he ain't going to let you miss it.
No.
Because when
does not God, go out and return void.
It does not. And when God desires to speak to you, I'm not going to say his people. Because if you want to be perfectly clear, whether people believe in God or not, we're all his people.
There you go.
Okay. All his people. So you can walk around saying that you don't believe in God. I don't believe in God. I believe in a higher power, but I don't believe in God. Guess what, boo-boo? That higher power you believe in is the very God that you say you don't believe in.
Okay.
Tell him.
Right, you know, when you think things is happening and it's a coincidence, ain't no such things as coincidence. It happens because God wants it to happen.
That's right.
You just want to call it a coincidence because that's the word that people came up with long time ago when the English language was formed, and they came up with these words and say, oh, that's just a coincidence, because science wants to dispute God.
Okay.
As they continually prove his existence.
Continually.
Yeah.
So whoever you
are. And all the efforts to disprove him, they prove that he exists. And they still haven't gotten it.
Yeah.
And these are supposed to be the intelligent ones, the intellectual ones.
Oh, my gosh.
They can't get it. They just can't get it.
See, there's a reason why the word says is, you must come unto me as a little child, like a child. Like a child. Because if you ever notice, if you are a parent, there is one thing that a child does as they're growing, as they're learning, as they're evolving. They always ask why. Some of the simplest things, they always ask why. My 10-year-old daughter, every time she would see something or I said something, she would always ask why. So I better have an answer when she asks why.
Okay.
So when you ask God why, you better be prepared for his answer. God said,
that's
come
right.
on as a little child. You may not like his answer. You better be ready for his answer when you ask why.
Yes.
Because a child absorbs and learns everything. They're like sponges.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to more and more and more. Until it gets to that point where they actually develop the free will. And then they become defiant. Misbehaving. So why are you an adult and you're defiant and you're misbehaving?
Huh.
What God has already said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Go
ahead, Paul.
You know what?
Go ahead, Paul.
You know what? Danielle,
we're going to put you in the praise lounge because Van's got to come on with his piece, because I need to see this confirmation, because God's got a message. He's going somewhere with this thing.
Oh, yes. Ain't it good, y'all?
Man, he is so
man.
Ooh, he is so.
It's about to go down up in here tonight. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Hallelujah.
Lord, Danielle,
God,
thank you so much
Lord,
for coming
God.
Through.
Yeah, right. I'm here. Thank you.
And we just gonna see what else says the Lord. God bless you, Queen. Don't go nowhere, though.
Bless you.
I'm here. I'm young. I know I ain't going nowhere. God bless y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Boy. Oh, that got started. Damn. I ain't got nothing else to say. The mic is yours, King. What's the name of your piece?
Thank you, Paul. The name of my piece is I Always Say Yes. When I'm prone to anger, I look like a complete stranger. No one knows the demons I battle, getting under my skin so my nerves rattle. Fight the spiritual wickedness in high places, yielding this earthly vessel to the most high in element spaces, searching for strength and power. To have his anointing, anointment rain on me like a shower, hoping that someday I will overcome and win this battle with sin. I fight with my armor on. Even though my soles are bloody and worn, the scales falling from my eyes, so now I can see just what kind of battlefield is before me. But my anger is like a hidden rage. I don't want on anyone's stage. To see me in this light just might make you look at me differently, have you squirming unpleasantly, just so you could be some kind of backbiter or gossip column writer, placing my transgressions on your church announcements, right between the building fund and the bake sale fundraiser refreshments. Keep in mind, Jesus sees my faults, and he also sees your faults. Just remember, I'm still a work in progress, and to his will, I always say yes. And that's that piece.
I know that's right. Oh, I know that's right. Yes, yes, yes. That was a powerful piece. And yes, it was completely on point with what Danielle started the program with.
Yes.
But you got me when you talked about how his anointment is falling on you. And yet we still struggle and we still have our falls. But yet what I loved about that piece is you still showed that side, but there was that optimism.
Yes.
Which shows that complete faith that, yes, despite all the way things look, I know there's a reason. And God's got me. You know?
That's right. That's right.
You know, I like it because so many times, like when we tell somebody about the Lord, they, a lot of times it's left as if it's some beautiful hunky-dory thing, and once you give yourself to him, it's all travesty and turmoil are over. No, it's still a battle. You're still going to bump your head. You're still going to get lumps and bruises along the way. It's not going to be easy.
Yes.
But I can guarantee it's worthwhile. And that piece just inspired that within me, the optimism through it all. There was a couple of points on that piece. Yes. That's all I can say is yes. Yes, my brother. Okay, man. Look, I can't wait to see what else the Lord has in store this evening, because these pieces and the way they're connecting and confirming one another.
Yes,
and
yes.
It was something that you had said earlier that Pastor spoke about at church today. Man, look, this is all confirmation.
Now let's hear the confirmation of your piece, good brother, because we need to hear, you know, the three. One for the Father.
We need to hear the rest of God's
Son, the one for the Holy Spirit. So, brother, the mic is yours.
Yes. Thank you. And this piece is called Surrender. This is the word that has been resonating in my mind for the last week. One that is echoing and reverberating, causing me to rethink some things, making me really look within to see if I have truly surrendered to my King. Have I truly given up my grip on, and sadly, if I am honest to myself, I must say no. I realize there are still some things I need to command to go. I cannot be of use to the kingdom and still walk in the darkness of this land. I must surrender everything in order to be a God-pleasing man. I must surrender my all to the great I am. I must surrender friendships. I must surrender love. I must surrender what I hold dear to my heart. And only then can my true walk with God be true, pleasing a holy God start. In retrospect, when I think of all he surrendered for one as pathetic as me, I should gladly, boldly, willingly surrender my all to be completely set free. And nothing I surrender could be anywhere close to what he surrendered for me. Continuous communion with the Father. The experience of a heavenly home. His very life upon that hill at Gethsemane. An avenue to salvation for eternity. And he surrenders it all to me. Lovingly. So how can I still hold tight to what displeases him? How can I praise him and yet walk in sin? How can I not surrender and allow his healing to begin? It can only be if I am weak in faith, if I become lazy and take shortcuts in this race. It can only happen when I turn aside and ignore his face, landing me in a world of disgrace. So I say, look deep, Paul, and surrender it all. Look deep and with his eyes, see it all. Look deep and surrender before, God forbid, he returns, and there, it's too late. And to hell you shall surely fall. Surrender everything before your final call. And that's that peace.
My God. My God. Paul, surrender everything. Surrender everything. You know, this was an amazing piece, and I love it, man. I just love the way God used you, but not only for the people, but for you as well. I mean, the transparency in the peace, and I can hear and feel your spirit being comforted because you're releasing stuff. You're releasing it, bruh. That's what I'm talking about, man. Amen. To God be the glory, man. Excellent,
yes,
bro.
Yes, and not other than me. And that's that confirmation on all that was spoken previously today, this evening, on this piece. You got to give it to him.
Amen.
You know. Oh. Let's continue on.
Yes.
Whew. Onward, Christian soldier. We're going to open up this.
Who
next
we got
mic.
Next? Who we got next?
Next we have Amelia T. Davis. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory, Queen.
Good evening, King. Blessings.
Good evening, Amelia.
Yes, he is definitely pouring out the blessings.
Yes, he is. Whew.
Most certainly. Everybody's had an exceptional poem and amazing points that they made this evening. So I shall try to add to that. This piece is called Who Do I Fear?
Whoa. I'm going to give you the mic in one quick second, Amelia. Van, did you catch that? I'm going to try to look.
Yeah.
Come on now. We already know. Okay. The Lord uses you, Amelia. So.
Now see, here's the thing. In her flesh, she's going to try. But her spirit is going to rise up and take over. So go ahead.
Come on.
Go ahead.
The mic is yours.
Okay. So it's called Who Do I Fear? I fear no man, no woman. I've had guns to my head several times. I've had a knife to my throat. I've been beat down more times than I can count. Yet, here I am alive and going strong. I fear the man above. He can determine my fate, heaven or hell. Where will I spend eternity? I give all honor, praise, and glory to the Lord Almighty, the great I am, Jehovah, Father, Abba. He has many names. Jesus, Yeshua, Son, Lamb, the Word, Lion, the Savior of all humanity. They are who I am concerned about. It is them I try to please. It is through them I will or won't gain eternity's heaven or hell. It is their choice when I shall live and when I shall die. Humanity may attempt to take its toll, yet I am the daughter of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Many have tried to bring me low, yet I raise like cream. His innocent blood covers me. It's the blood that I trust in. I wear the battle clothes of Ephesians. Look it up if you don't know. I have fought many battles. I stand proud and strong in my Father's army. I am his faithful servant. I bow to no other. I sing and dance to the gospel choir of the angels on high. It is the angels that protect me day and night, my Father's ambassadors and military. I fear no man, no woman. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
I fear. I fear no man, no anything upon this earth. But I know God's got my back. Man.
That's right. That's right.
And
that right there says it all.
Ben was saying something a little bit earlier about folks who don't believe in God, and he said, you know, he is the universal power or whatever higher power that you want to try to say something about. And both of you know my testimony, but I just want to say this very quickly. I, at one point, was a non-believer and an atheist, and God stepped into my life and has brought me to the maturity that I'm in now, and that I can say that. But during that time when I was a non-believer, is when he brought me through so many horrible circumstances. And like Van and you and Paul, both of you said, that how can things be just coincidental? It's just happenstance. And here I am, just celebrated 60 years old. How many people have lived to survive that had a gun to their head? And not one time, several times. How many times has somebody had a knife to their throat and they lived to talk about it? So, yes, absolutely, I am here to say unequivocally there is a God. And if you don't know him, I suggest you talk to somebody on this line that can inform you and help you to get to know Jesus, to be your personal Savior and to have a personal relationship with him.
You know.
Very well said.
You know, yes. Paul. You know, Paul. Because God is so good, right? Because, you know, God likes to confirm things with his word, right? God likes to make sure that you confirm things with the word, right? So I want y'all to pay attention to this. I want y'all to pay attention. Amelia said that when she was a non-believer,
yes,
God made sure. God made sure that he had her and he brought her out of a lot of situations. That's what I heard. Is that what you were saying, Amelia? Is that what you were saying, right?
Yes, sir.
You know. There's a song.
While
there's
I was yet in my iniquity.
There's a song. There's a song that says, "Oh, taste the Lord and see how good he is." Oh, taste the Lord and see how good he is. So God was confirming his scripture through her, letting her taste him first before she believed.
Come on.
Taste and see. Taste and see. Just he gave her a little taste of how good he was, of how good he is. A little taste.
Just a little sample.
And he just kept giving her more and more until she did what? Until she said, "You know what? There is a God."
I like this. Yes, I like this.
I like the manna from heaven that I've tasted. Oh, God. Oh,
yes,
come on, God.
Oh, isn't that a coincidence that that's what she was saying in that piece, Van?
Listen,
y'all
Paul,
so
ain't no coincidence.
I love
no
you both. God bless you both. But you're absolutely right. You know, you because I was not raised up with the Bible. I was not raised up in a quote-unquote Christian household. My grandmother, and yes, Van, there's the song, The Praying Grandma, but my grandmother went to church, but I did not, and there wasn't even a Bible. Now, I knew that there was a God, but who was this Jesus? Jesus was his son. I didn't even understand that Jesus was sent to rectify our sins and, connect us back to the Father. I didn't understand any of that. And it was, and by my late teens, I lost total faith that there was, I just thought it was some sort of mythology for the Jews. You know, there was the Roman mythology. Okay, there's the Jewish mythology. And it wasn't until I was 18 and started working, and y'all know this story, I've told it before, that I met Debbie, a person that ended up becoming my best friend. But it took her, and she was a strong Christian brought up in the church, it took her five years to convince me that there was a God and there was his son, Jesus Christ, before I was baptized and accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And it's been a learning experience ever since. So I know people who are lost and walking in darkness and what they're thinking and what they're feeling and what they're experiencing. And as I tell folks, many times somebody who's never walked in the darkness isn't going to know exactly how to reach back and pull somebody out of darkness. Mm-hmm. But somebody, for example, like myself, I know better on how to connect to somebody that is walking in darkness to pull them out of it. You understand what I mean? And so I try to get people to understand you got to be patient, because you may plant that seed. Maybe somebody else will come along and water it, but don't give up on your friend or your coworker or your associate just because they didn't accept Jesus Christ immediately. Be patient. Keep going. Because like I said, it took her 5 years, but she became my best friend, my son's godmother, the maid of honor at my wedding.
Amen.
But it started off with her just walking up to me and asking, would you like to have lunch together?
Wow. To God be the
exactly.
Glory.
That's why I say it is our personal connections that are important, because you never know.
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 And praise be to God for that. Let me get off the line and let y'all get to the next callers. But much love, y'all. Thank you.
Much love. God bless you, Amelia.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Continual confirmation. You know, I really relate to her when she was saying she was a non-believer.
Oh, my God.
There was a time in my life when I actually was involved with witchcraft. And I was raised in a church. I knew better, but I turned my back on them. But like you said, even in that mess,
so
he was there.
Our God is so good, Paul. He is so good. So good. Because instead of him chastising us right then and there, he said, nah, I got plans for this one. I got plans for that one. I'm gonna make sure that they use their free will. I'm gonna sit back. I'm just gonna watch. And you know when Satan, you know, Satan, the enemy, whatever you want to call him, Satan, the devil, he sits there. Just picture it, right? He sits there. You know, God, that one right there not gonna serve you the right way. You might as well just let me have him.
Let me get him.
Mm-hmm. And God said, you know what, go ahead. You can have him. You can strip away everything that you want. You just can't touch their soul. Their soul belongs to me.
So
if you really want to be technical, if Satan really only knew that the more he messed with me, it's going to push me closer to God. At some point, you would think he would just stop. But he not.
Some blinders. His scales have not been lifted.
Oh, man. My God.
You know what? Man, we're going to bring on this next caller and see what the Lord has to say to this caller. Area code 260. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory, and who do we have on the mic? Hello, 260.
Sun Toucher.
Angela.
Uh-oh.
Hello, hello, hello.
Okay.
Hello, hello.
You can't hear me?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
We can hear you.
How are you?
How you
it's
doing?
It's like a lag or something. Oh, okay.
I hear you perfectly.
Not too bad.
I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Glad to hear you.
I miss hearing you all the time.
I'm sorry, what?
I said I miss hearing you all the time. I got spoiled.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny you said that, because I was listening to you guys, and I was like, man, I almost hate we left Wolf Hours, because I don't get to hear you guys. So now I have to call the shows more often, just because all of the poets, they have shows. They don't spit pieces. They just let the – because we didn't. We just let the poets do it. So now I'm just so happy that there are poets who do you know, do their pieces on their shows. And so I'm able to still hear you guys. And so I'm like, oh, goody, goody.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that.
Well, as you know, Angela, this is open mic tonight. And it seems like the show is taking its own path. So whatever it is that you would like to share with us tonight, I'm sure is going to be the path that this program has taken. So I'm going to leave the mic to you.
Yeah, and it's kind of like amazing piece. Because
Go ahead.
There's a lag, so you got to let her get
out. Okay, sorry. There's some kind of lagging.
Okay. You were saying?
But there is something amazing. There is something amazing going on here because, like, how the poems and the ideas, your inspirations, how they're coming together. And so Amelia T. Davis comes on, and then she says her poem. I can't remember now.
My
memory kind of comes and goes, you know, because of all this stuff. But the name of her poem has something to do with fear. That stood out to me. But I hear your poems, but I can't remember the names. But it was something about fear, and so it just I was like, okay, wow, because that is the name of mine.
Wow!
Confirmation
crazy.
Upon confirmation.
I love it, God man. Ooh.
Right.
God is
the
amazing.
Mic is yours when you get this. Ooh, have your
okay.
way.
So, isn't that crazy? So, the poem is actually in my book, Pink Lemonade, which is my journey when I originally got started with the whole breast cancer thing, and the poem. Even though I put it in a book, it kept growing. So it's much longer than where it started. So it just keeps growing with every year that I go through something. I keep going through something. This thing is just, I keep getting attacked. So the poem keeps growing. So this is called Fear. I was going to call it something else too because it's added pieces. But here we go. Oh, shoot. I got to go back. My phone went black. Okay, here we go. Oh, my goodness. Okay, fear. Fear is the deadliest emotion of them all. Before anything else, it kills a smile. It kills a plan to be great, to be you, to be strong. Fear will make the test of your life go wrong as it casts you into a pool with the likes of you, other castaways, in a pool of embarrassment, inner discussions of failure, death of how it kills your vibe. The look in your face sometimes won't let it hide, like shining a spotlight in the dark, like a brisk evening walk in a leafless park, nerves running amok. This test is just another one to make you emotionally messed up, but be strong. Hold on. People fear many things. Heights, clowns, dogs, the dark, monsters, and so on and so forth. I fear ultrasounds and mammograms and results. I had never done this before, and I feared it would be painful. My breast in a device. My imagination was way too wild, but I knew it had to be done. Be on the safer side of life rather than on the sorry side of life. Even though I feared them, I found that it wasn't so bad. I'm good. I'm ready for next year. But then an hour later, the results said be ready for next week. Another mammogram, another ultrasound, and results. And those results said, be ready in another 2 weeks, another mammogram, an ultrasound, and a breast core biopsy. Biopsy. I finally get over having a mammogram, and they want to insert too many inches attached to a needle into me, take a piece of me, send it for testing, and clip a marker in me. So get ready for another few days. My mind spinning. I'm in a daze. Although I listened carefully, the results, they were a haze. Soon after, it was get ready for a decision. One of the biggest to ever lay claim of me, lay more fear on me, search for the inner strength in me. Do I go with a lumpectomy or do I go with a mastectomy? I still fear mammography. Ultrasounds and biopsies and needles and clips and results. And then I feared chemotherapy and radiation and monsters, the ones they call cancer, because that monster, there's a chance it may come back. And then I remember, I fear God more. I fear God more. I fear God more. I fear God more. Those words echoed in my heart and mind. My strength grew and I became an advocate, a peer counselor, a speaker at breast cancer events, always announcing awareness, always smiling, especially when people say, you got this. Yeah, I got this because I got this and I don't want this and I'm tired of this. Yet without a thought, I fight this. So yeah, I got this and yes, I got this because that monster, it did come back. A month later, I braved through the mammography, braved through the surgery, braved through the chemotherapy, braved through the radiation again, and I'm good. I'm a two-time survivor. Pathology said, no more evidence found. Yay! I'm a survivor. Until a year later, the breast cancer monster reoccurred once again with its ugly self. This time it linked up with my lungs and my hips, took away from me my dance and my dip. I feared God more, so much more, and I needed him more, more than the time I came down the birth canal too soon, more than that time a car backed up and knocked me off my bike, more than that time I sat in the school locker because somebody's evil child pushed me in there and closed the door, more than that time when I had my first heart's ache, more than that time when I gave birth and then I did it again, more than that time when the doctor said, it's positive, you have breast cancer, and went on to explain something that sounded like a whole lot of nothing. I totally shut down and I didn't hear a thing past those words that were results. So medication seemed to be putting me on the right track because I could breathe again. I could dance again. Hallelujah. The monster tried to weaken me, but the sun catcher has so much strength in thee. Yet the monster just keeps on attacking. I and she be the strong one who lives here too and not charged a fee because she helps a great deal when I am in fact weak. First name, altar, last name, ego, given to her by some brilliant person a long time ago. I just call her me. She steps up once again when cancer, that monster, reoccurred once again with its ugly self. This time it linked up with my skull and my brain, took away from me my temple's frame. We rebuilt quickly, but I'm left minor headaches and pains. Yet I still fear God more, so much more, and I need him more, so much more, more than those other times that I said I needed him more. In peace.
Paul. May I?
Yes. Yes.
Pretty powers. You,
yes.
You were chosen as painful as it is. God chose you to be an inspiration to others, because your courage is phenomenal. Your strength is a blessing. And God is using you right now to inspire and bless others. And this piece was heartbreaking, but necessary.
Yes.
Yes.
Dumb. I'm so mad at you for making me cry right now. Okay, I don't do this. I don't do this.
I'm sorry. It's a hard piece to do. Yeah. It's a hard piece to swallow. And this is my second time reading it. I read it last week on Keith Eric's show, and that was my first time reading it, and it was so hard. So I was able to do it this time, but it's still, I just realized it still saddens me.
So,
I understand.
As Van said, it is necessary. I'm sorry that it's hard for you, but it is necessary. Your courage.
Yeah.
And your perseverance and your trusting and faith in God through all of this is your Job moment.
And
you shoulder it. You shoulder it in Job-like fashion. No matter what the medicines do or say, no matter what the results do or say, your faith in God is exemplary. And it touched me. I've had my touches with cancer, not personally, my very close family. And you know of some of this, Angela. Your courage and your determination and your faith through that helped me deal with my mother's cancer. Yeah. It helped me deal with my niece Stephanie's cancer. You are
right.
A weapon of the Lord. When much is given, much is required. But it is
necessary. I want to encourage you right now to continue doing what you are doing in spite of, because I promise you, whenever I'm scrolling through Instagram and one of your videos pop up, I watch it, because your energy and what you're dealing with is so amazing that you still have the willingness to be able to entertain me. Keep doing what you're doing and keep fighting.
Yeah.
And like Paul said, this is your Job moment, because if anybody knows the story of Job, once Job prayed for his friends, then he received more than he ever had before.
Mm.
So I'm touching and agreeing with him that your abundance is going to be just too much for you to handle, and you'll have to share it with somebody else.
Share it up. Angela.
It's funny that you said that, because
go ahead, Angela. He said that.
I don't know if y'all know who Tamika Gunn is.
I don't think so.
Do you know who Tamika Gunn is? But she was a poet from the BPC. That's how I know her. And, you know, a lot of us bonded from there. And when I first was diagnosed with cancer, you know, I was going to the doctor, like, a lot. If anybody that has some kind of illness, like, that's that sensitive, they have you at the doctor a lot, testing and doing this to you and that to you. So I have been there, and then close to a year later, I'm on Facebook, and I'm seeing that Tamika's always taking pictures with her family, like, you know, saying things, you know, family support, and my family supports me, and yeah, I'm going to the doctor. She never said why. She never said what. Mm. She just kept going to the doctor, and I recognized that. So I called her in the messenger. You know, I didn't have her number. I called her in messenger, and I said, you know, I don't know what's going on with you, but I recognize what's going on with you. And, I want to tell you that I'm praying for you. And we just end up talking, and she was in tears because she said I couldn't have come to her at a better time because she had just been diagnosed. And I called her, like, to help her through this because I said, I know what you're going through. You're not saying it on Facebook, but I know what it is. And she said, you are so right. And wow. She wasn't ready to spread the word to everybody. Now she's been on, you know, radio shows talking about her journey, and she's on there with people and talking about cancer survivor. And so she's kind of like what I was going through. But she said, I couldn't have come at a better time to talk to her. And, you know.
Wow. Confirmation once again.
It's crazy.
Yes. Angela, I am so honored and blessed by that piece that you brought this evening. I don't want to let you go until we got other callers. Oh, my God. But, Angela, know that there is a calling on your life. God is using you in such a mighty way. Just please continue to be obedient through it all for his glory and so many other people's benefit.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you so much.
Yes, yes, yes.
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Van,
Thank you.
Cut off
too quick. Yes, thank you, Angela. Van, I'm with you. I'm mad at her because she done brought tears to my eyes.
got me over here crying, Paul. Got me crying.
Tears of sympathy. Tears of strength, of power, of feeling good, of hope. Oh my. Angela, you have no idea. Oh God. Well, we're gonna keep things moving right along.
Absolutely.
Bring on this next caller, who is no stranger to the Inspiration Factor. We have none other than Mama Ola Daisy. God bless you, Mama. Welcome.
God bless you. Welcome.
Thank you. You know, this program has been a blessing to me for quite a while. So I'm just seeing that God is true to his word. You know, perseverance. Keep going. You know, spread the word. Many people. I've come to this radio altar with problems and has gotten some of the best prayers because every person that you've prayed for me so far has made it through.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise him.
Hallelujah.
God is so good.
Thank you, God.
And I have a grand daughter's daughter. So that means she's my goddaughter's daughter, okay? She's my goddaughter's daughter's daughter. She's my great grand goddaughter.
Okay. Okay.
That's a mouthful.
That's a mouthful. Yes, it is.
And she's 3 years old, and she had brain cancer. She had brain cancer. So she became one of the on the Wish Foundation to send her to Disney World. She has 69 operations. 3 years old. Smart as a whip. And so this is my best friend's great-granddaughter, which makes her my great-god-granddaughter. I'm just so excited about her because she's had 69 operations and chemo and everything. And if you want to see God's grace and God's goodness, This little 3-year-old is amazing. She is so amazing. So she was her mother, which is my best friend, which is also Jennifer. Some of the poets met her already. She came to me to came with me to poetry class. It's her great granddaughter. So she was coming to visit me, touch some of my jewelry. So the little baby said, "You're not supposed to touch that." And my mother looked at her and she says, "I can touch this if I want to." She said, "Well, you're not supposed to touch that." So she's like, this little 3-year-old bossing her around. She's pretty smart, though. So she told her, she says, "Well, I can. This is my friend, and I can touch it if I want to. And you know, you don't tell me what to do." The baby said, "Whatever."
Oh, kids are too much.
I know. Come on, so whatever. You got dismissed her grandmother. So that chemo and all that surgery didn't affect her intelligence much. She was really something. So I took out this poem that I wrote about another little girl that I thought was a hero. And she was washed up on shore after a tsunami over in Japan or China. I think it was China. She was amazing because she was washed out of her parents' hands doing that tsunami. She was just a baby. I mean, not even a walking baby. I'm talking about a little baby. And she floated out there on the ocean. And finally, the waves brought her and discharged her onto the sand, almost in the same spot where she was taken from days later. And it's a true story, so I had written a poem about it. But I'm going to tell you, I sat here and went through so many poems while I was waiting. But I actually couldn't make up my mind which one I wanted to use. I decided to do the theme on the little girl's willpower and how God brought her back to that same spot. But like I was saying, I sat here so long trying to figure out what poem I wanted to read for you all. I got these poems all mixed up. I don't know which one goes with which one. I don't see that one. I'm just gonna pick out one. Cause I mean, I just sat here and really went through picking out some poems, and now that's what they tell you about choices. Sometimes it's better just like with the flow. I'm just going to pick one and read it. I'm not even going to try to find out what I was looking for. It's called...
That one right there. That one right there. That's the one.
This one right here, right? Okay.
That one.
Okay, let me go with this one. And, his song divine. His song divine. My young suitors were pure and plain. He attended me well, and I cannot complain. Love for his heart with pain. He was my swain. He was my swain. His disposition never crossed. He smiled because my skin was soft. Touching, singing, in love we were lost. At any cost. At any cost. My sweet swain one day went away. My life is dull, no more to play. Forever thinking, what if he stayed? My life be saved. My life be saved. The good time stayed inside, confined, impassioned by my memory's shine. He appeared and reappeared, no longer mine. His song divine, his song divine. And that was a song I wrote about a lover that got taken away from me by somebody else. You told me to read it, so I just read what was in my head.
didn't even know what to say.
It's going to buy it.
Hey, I just did what I was told.
That's okay. All right. That's all right. That's all right.
Sometimes it's a good thing to do that.
Sometimes, yeah, I mean, really. That's like playing a game when you try to stop when the music stops and sit in the chair. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think y'all let me fall on the floor that time. Somebody got the mask.
Yeah.
Okay, baby. I will talk to you next time.
Mama O, before you go.
Yeah.
Before you go, would you hang out for 1 second with us?
At your will.
Okay. I just want to go before the throne just for a moment. Father God, we know that you are capable of doing all things. Father God, we just want to hold up the great grand goddaughter of Mama Ola Daisy. Father God, we dare not question why you allow this young lady, this baby, to go through this. But we know you have your reasons, Father God, and we thank you for those reasons. We just ask that you would give strength and comfort to the family and the loved ones whose hearts are torn asunder, seeing a loved one of theirs, a baby, being tormented like this. But Lord, we know, through it all, you're restoring her. We just ask that you would have your way in her life, Father God, that you would bless her, comfort her, and prosper her. If it is your will, Father God, use her as a testimony and heal her, that she might have a story to tell, to encourage others, to bring others to your kingdom, Father. We ask that you would use her in a mighty way. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for what it is that you're about to do. And it's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen.
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 Thank you
for bringing that
thank
to
you.
My attention, my
absolutely.
I definitely will be praying for this baby. You know, this is our future.
Her name is Summer.
Summer. Amen.
Summer.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Mama.
She is added to my prayer list.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you so much, Mama.
Let her grandmother hear this. Thank you so much. Okay. One love.
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. God bless you. You know, Van, I'm going to, wow. Whew, this show has just had me discombobulated.
Yeah, man, me too. Oh. Me too. But God works in mysterious ways, and he knows how to bring together what he needs to have said.
Just like I know tonight, happy Sunday and church and church and all of that, it just slipped Gina Storm's mind to raise her hand. You know, I know that she wants to come on and be used by our Father. But she just forgot to raise her hand. Because otherwise, we have nobody else with their hands raised up. But anyway, for those of y'all listening in the chat rooms for chance, 319-527-6300 is the number that you must dial in before the 11 o'clock hour. Otherwise, you won't be able to hear anything else should we go into overtime. But when you dial that number, be sure to raise your hand. That means press 1 on your phone so that we know you want to come on and let everybody hear how God's blessing you and how God's using you. And I'm so glad that you caught my little subtle hint, Gina, and raised your hand. Now, did you take yourself off mute?
I was so happy he said it. I said, boy, it's probably me. Let me check. It was me. But you know what I love about this is it's to be expected. So when you see me in queue, not just listening, I forgot.
We know this.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, this show has been a blessing. I am so glad to have been here from the beginning. Look, with my hand down, but still, I was here. Oh, just beautiful poetry all around, everybody. I got chills from every story and testimony and poetry. Beautiful
yes.
thing.
God is truly in the midst this evening.
Thanks.
To God be the glory for his glory.
And amen.
You've been touching me all day long. Starting off at 12 o'clock with the church picnic that we had. Then service for my church after that. Then coming home and getting ready for this service. Man, yes, I hear you, Lord. He's working on me. He is. We all know how painful the refining process is. And he's working. And I can't deny it. Surrender. Yes, but happy Sunday to you as well, Gina.
Absolutely, Gina. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful service. I'm happy to be here.
We're glad that you're here.
I need to dedicate my freestyle tonight to my second mom, my Aunt Myra. Is a cancer survivor who is now a stomach cancer survivor who's now fighting breast cancer. So we get through without praying, without crying, and you know, we can pray afterwards. I'm trying not to cry during.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh goodness. The C word.
Touch the Lord.
Call my peace. C word. The C word to me was never one of the words in my vocabulary that I thought would ever apply to me in my life that was as close as this woman is. People always hear me referring to her as my mother's big sister, but her older two sisters, Gertie and Liz, don't live in our state and haven't since I can remember lived nearby. But second mom has always been in my life. I'm talking about since I was in diapers. My mother said that I was like a living doll. They liked to all play with me, all of my father and my mother's siblings. I have an enormous family, and the numbers have been dwindling because so much sickness and so much death. We're all taking a closer look at ourselves and our health. People were always championing me for always micromanaging my own health care, and something I was doing way before breast cancer was even a thought in my family. I had been checking my boobies monthly. Happy never to have found a lump. Also got a breast reduction where they had to do a lumpectomy because there were masses that could not be found traditionally. Even with an ultrasound, my breasts were too large. So now that it has healthy size, I can do early detection and don't have to worry about whether or not it will be too late by the time it's diagnosed. My mother and I are in a high-risk category. She has three sisters who have all battled and survived breast cancer. The one who is breast cancer fighting right now, however, is a special place in my heart. We've been doing everything together for so long, we're never really apart. She vacations and books a flight for me without even asking if I'm available. I just rearranged my schedule. When her son was injured in a fire, an explosion at the Orange Bowl when they lived in Florida, oh, it was frightening. But I was there holding his hand and hers. She is literally the second mom that I have always had in my life because she had one child and he was a boy who would rather live with us because my many brothers in the house and he could always have someone to play with. Also, I think it's sometimes awkward for only children. They need to have cousin siblings like my cousin Ron did when my aunt was diagnosed. She knew something was wrong. She got a call back 2 days after her mammogram results came back. Usually it doesn't turn around that quickly. It's always bad news when you hear it immediately. We all said a prayer and loaded up in one car and went to the hospital. It was a beautiful day. Me and Mom sat outside in the shade. My Auntie Emma went inside with her. I hate having to get my temperature taken every time I go. And there's a terrible smell in case you've never visited a hospital on the oncology floor. It smells like sadness. and I just couldn't take it anymore. I haven't been worried because I always pray. And right now the C word has come back and touched my family in the most dangerous way. More women that I know have died from breast cancer than all other cancers combined. So I hope that some woman listening who hasn't had a mammogram yet makes an appointment and takes out the time. I don't want to lose my second mom. I love her with every fiber of my being. I know she's going to beat this like she did stomach cancer, and I'm here and part of her team. Positive energy and good vibrations and prayer is how a lot of cancer patients survive, even with radiation and chemotherapy and the loss of all their hair. So you have to do what you have to do and take care of you. And I'll be wearing pink and purple this remainder of the month of October like I always do. And ladies, don't forget, and men, because just because you don't have full-blown breasts, but you have pecs, check from the inside out, start at your nipple and work yourself around. It's in your best interest. It's not very common or often, but the numbers now are growing of men with breast cancer, too. I'm Jean Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
See, you were meant to do that piece tonight, and he enabled you to get through that piece tonight. There's a strong message in there about early detection, men. I was a caregiver for a cousin of mine, a male, who had breast cancer. And painful as what I saw in him, I was still encouraged and inspired by the power and the strength and the dignity that he went through it with. And yet I still know that it's got to be even more powerful, more painful in a woman, because oftentimes a woman's identity is attached to her breasts. So the fear of losing them has got to be something that even a man with breast cancer can't experience or fathom. You need to be aware. Cancer is, I don't know if it's one of the biblical plagues but if it wasn't, I don't want to see the plagues that are to come, because cancer is enough. It has touched, I'm sure, every life that lives in one way or another. And it, as you said, Gina, it's growing.
It's true. It's crazy. Like
millions and billions.
We used to now and then have someone who was diagnosed with some kind of cancer, and now it's like every year someone. That's huge difference. From as a child, I only heard the word cancer one time.
Mm-hmm.
That was from my grandfather was a cigarette smoker, a chain smoker, from like when he was 10 until he was 80. So when he was diagnosed with lung cancer, nobody was surprised. We were sad, but we didn't, you know, understand that. Some of this other stuff, these people, everybody I know has been healthy until they get the C word. So I just, it's horrible.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
To God be the glory. Peace.
Yes. The billions of dollars that have been spent on research, and there's no cures yet, but yet there claim to be cures in other countries. It's just that the U.S. won't let them in, and there's so much involved around not defeating cancer that it seems that it is absolutely necessary to stop looking to man and to the world for help in this, and we need to take it to the throne. Pray for cures of cancer. Pray for healing of cancer. Pray for the annihilation of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently man's making too much money to do this. So we need to take it out of man's hands. Take it to the Father. We have not because we ask not. Anybody listening to this program or that will listen to the archives at another time, please pray. Pray. That's our best weapon.
Amen.
That's this score called cancer. Gina, thank you for that. And you have definitely been in my prayers.
Thank you. It's been hard. Like, you know, I was caretaking for my mom. She got too sick to live in her house, so I lived by myself. They invited me to a fish fry on Friday. I didn't know that invitation meant come fry the fish, make the coleslaw, and toast the garlic bread. But, hey, you know, with other people and their families, I don't expect in mine. When they say come eat, they mean come cook so we can eat. But it's my pleasure. So everything that I've been doing for my moms while they're living together, I want to be there for them in any way they need me.
Hey.
And I know when I get my grandchildren, we share them because I tell them sometimes all you need to get out of bed is baby hugs and kisses.
I know that's right.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to wake people up one at a time. Everybody who's fighting, continue the fight. And if you have no support system of your own, don't ever hesitate to contact me, Van, or Paul, because we're here listening. We will pray.
That's right.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for that.
I love you. One love.
Love you too. One love, one mic.
Love you too, Gina. One love, one mic. Oh, man. I really appreciate Gina, you know, to offer herself for our prayer. Because stand out how sometimes the pastors in the church will ask the congregation to pray for him or her because it takes a lot out of you. To put yourself in intercessory positions for others. It's an honor, don't get me wrong, by any stretch of the imagination. It's an honor. But it takes something out of you if you're really heart-led, spirit-led to do so. I wouldn't change it for the world. This platform is just so vital to my week. My life anymore. I don't know. God be the glory. Man, would you do us the honors of giving us the Epiphany Rundown?
Because absolutely.
Besides us in church on Sunday night, there is so much more that Epiphany offers. So, man, give them a taste of what they can get every night of the week, if you would, sir.
Definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, y'all, with Essentially Janice running the event page, La Perla Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night's going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night's The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is Get Down with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday for another edition of The Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Wow. I mean, Epiphany offered all that?
We offer all that. But no bags of chips.
For free?
No bags of chips. For free.
No, but
No.
They be having champagne and stuff.
They be having imported champagne, wings, imported champagne. Yeah,
yes.
Just depends
okay.
on the show. I was going to say, I know you said for free, but it's not free. It costs
Uh-oh.
You your time, your energy,
mm-hmm.
and your poetry.
Oh, okay. Well, that still sounds like, to me anyway, it's free because those are things I would gladly give up. When somebody says something
going
to cost me something, I think it's going to hurt a little bit. But this, I can pay that price.
Absolutely.
I can pay that price. Wow.
Absolutely.
I cannot begin to even put in words how this platform tonight, the callers, the way God has led each and every one of you to share from your souls evening. I'm just humbled, and I'm praising God for each one of you. But before I pray us out, Dan, do you have any final words, thoughts?
Absolutely.
Comments?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like an opportunity to get to know this Jesus, this God, this Holy Spirit that we are talking about tonight, Paul or myself will be glad to introduce you to him and show you just how you can use your free will to make your own decision based on proven scripture text and the relationship that we have with God. So it is up to you. But don't let another day pass you by without you accepting him. After all, he loves you. But tomorrow is not promised. You can lay down tonight and not open your eyes tomorrow. I pray that that is not the case. But it has happened to many others. So please, connect with myself or Paul, and we will be definitely willing to help you. Because when I tell you, the song says it all. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
What a mighty God.
Mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him.
What a mighty God.
Yes.
So,
yes,
Paul,
come on now.
To you.
Yes. What a mighty God we serve. Oh. Truer words have never been spoken. Hallelujah. But once again, we thank you all for being who you are. And if you would join me as we go before the throne. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your presence on tonight. We thank you for using each of us, Father God, to encourage and improve someone else's life, Lord. Through you, by you, with you, we were able to touch someone, Father. We thank you. We thank you for the responsibility of being scribes for you, Father God. Father God, we ask that you would give whatever is needed to each of us that are called to your glory. To withstand trials and tribulations that we're going to have to go through for your kingdom, Lord. Touch us, Lord. But continue
Touch
to
us,
use
Lord.
Us, Lord. And
Please,
as
God.
Your son said when he cried drops of blood from his eyes, Father, not my will, but your will be done, Lord. Meet us where we need to be met, that we might continue to spread your word. To encourage your people, to help draw the lost back to you, Lord. We surrender ourselves to you, Father God. I thank you for those who called in and encouraged me this evening, Father God. And I ask that you would just place your hands upon them and bless them, Lord. Give them what they need. As we leave this platform this evening, Lord, but never from your presence, we ask that you would just keep us until we meet here again. And it's in the precious, mighty, and matchless name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen, and God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Love. Oh, come on and worship him. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah.